This episode is brought to you by E2M Kitchen. Are you in search of nutritious and flavorful meals? E2M Kitchen meals are here to fulfill your craving. Our mouth-watering dishes are conveniently delivered to your doorstep, making eating healthy a hassle-free experience. Visit E2MKitchen.com to explore the variety of options we offer and discover why our meals have become a favorite among so many. That's www.E2MKitchen.com.
Beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of the Spoonettes Podcast. I'm one of your E2M coaches, Alicia.
And I am Whit.
And I'm Mandy.
And today we're going to talk about how to stay motivated and disciplined to your goals during this summertime fun. I know the summertime is coming up, and a lot of people like to play. Yeah, I know I can sing, right? But a lot of people like, you know, to go out, have fun, vacations, you have your cookouts, you have all these extra things. And a lot of times our goals get lost in that. So today we're going to talk about just tips and tricks of how, what things that you can do in order to help you stay on track with those goals. So, Mandy, I want to ask you this because I know we were talking about this earlier in the week, and we're just talking about how, you know, we're getting ready for our vacations and all that good stuff. And what are some things that you kind of do as far as, I'm going to break it down. What are some things that you kind of do to help prepare you stay on track with your meals, at least when it comes to vacation?
Yeah. So first of all, I am a planner. Every single episode, we talk about how I'm such a planner. I always plan ahead, and I always rent a place that has a full kitchen. And so I always take on, even if it's a family vacation, I always take on planning all the meals, because then I can go shop and make healthy meals for everybody. And it can be so simple, like get a place that has a grill too. Like a lot of even resorts that you go to, like condo resorts, will have a grill. So you can just throw everything on the grill. I leave that to the men personally. We do the inside stuff. But that's a way that I really like to do it. And then I choose, just like at home, when I'm going to have a treat meal, when I'm going to go out, and when I'm going to have, you know, some extra cocktails. So then I know I have a plan to stick to.
I like that, but I, you know what I heard out of that is she be cooking. So next time, you know, you cooking me, just invite us over.
I got you.
That was great too. So like, okay,
she fed me a few times. Yeah. So.
But that's great. What about you, Whitney? What are some things that you do to help prepare yourself? With the meals.
So with the meals specifically, I always try to look for a place with a kitchen. I look ahead of time for restaurants that are gonna, you know, accommodate me, like. Mm-hmm. You know, every place has chicken or vegetables. And it's just, when you go on vacation, I feel like people get super nervous, or, you know, if they have some kind of event and people don't understand that it's a lifestyle, you know, it's okay to go enjoy yourself and not be so nervous about that. So I just plan accordingly, just pick the restaurants that everyone's going to like. If you don't like it, then don't eat. But but I'm just kidding. You're not rude.
You can find something for everybody. You can find a restaurant where there's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Because everybody that I vacation with is not a health nut like me.
Correct.
So, yeah.
And you're with your family all the time. So, yeah. I mean, y'all go on vacations all the time together. Y'all are very family oriented. Yeah. But y'all hold it down. You do good. So picking those restaurants is basically what I do.
I agree with that too, as far as making sure, definitely looking at the menu before I go into the restaurant and make sure, is this even something that I want to eat? And also too, I know one thing that I personally do if I don't have a place with a kitchen, like before we, you know, put our bags down, we need to go to a store and we're picking up healthy snacks and water. I think it's so easy to get off track with your water when you're on vacation, because usually I know, me personally, I have my jugs of water at home. You just grab it and go. Same for you, I'm sure. But a lot of times when you're in different areas, you're like, oh, I want to just put the water from the sink in my bottle.
Yeah. I'm not drinking that Florida water. That Florida water is gross, y'all.
Oh, you used to live there, right?
Yeah, I used to live there. That is, it's not good. Yeah.
But yeah, so like one thing for me, I think I found myself not being as hydrated as I would like to be during vacation. So now I make it a point, either I'm packing an empty water bottle, you know, whenever we travel for even our meetups, I always have my water bottle because I know I can refill that up just to make sure you're staying hydrated. So in addition to all the great tips and advice that Mandy and Whitney gave, definitely make sure you're packing your water and staying hydrated as well. So what about the workouts? What do you do to keep yourself
motivated
with the workout?
I feel like that's cake. I feel like it's not always about motivation. There has to be discipline, mm-hmm. period. And I feel like when you get into the habit of getting up and working out, when you don't do it, your day doesn't necessarily feel okay. It feels like something's missing. I know that y'all can agree with that, because mm-hmm. y'all know we're like, I'm not feeling it today. Make me go to the gym. Like, let's do this. Like, or we'll meet up or whatever. So that's just discipline. There's no easy way about it. There's no magic. If you don't have weights, go for a run. If you don't have a gym, you know, there's so many different things. I mean, bring a jump rope, whatever.
Yep. And to that end, just to take it to one step further, like, as you get healthier and as you get more disciplined and where you enjoy your workouts, your vacations might be more centered around that. So maybe mm-hmm, you take a mm-hmm. hiking vacation or, mm-hmm. you know, run on the beach. I love to walk on the beach. I'm not a runner, but I love to take a long walk on the beach. And that's a good workout, because you don't think about how the sand gives. Mm-hmm. It's like even more of a workout. I mean, and honestly, like, planning is going to be key again. Mm-hmm. Find some great YouTube videos. Or if you're an E2M client, everything can be done from everywhere. We provide tons of stuff to keep you on track. You just have to maybe take an extra step to make sure you get it in.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of times, too, people are like, oh, well, I don't have any weights. Even if they do go somewhere and they don't have a gym, or if they have like an Airbnb and things of that nature, and they don't want to pack those heavy weights with them. One thing I love about our program is that we offer, again, a lot of things that you can do without weights or at home. But even though resistance bands, like, you can easily get those resistance bands from anywhere, Amazon, whoever, and we provide those workouts as well. So a lot of times, if you're like, oh, I can't work out because I don't have weights, it's an excuse, because you can get those.
Well, we always pack a booty band.
Always pack a booty band.
Yeah, always. Always. You can kill a workout when with a booty band.
Pack a booty band.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's like, those things are, you know, they're super easy to pack. They're not taking up a lot of space. So if you are out there and, you know, you're planning the trip and all that good stuff, and you're like, well, I don't want to carry those weights. Because one time I did pack some, like, 4-pound hand weights. It's adding weight to your pack, to your luggage.
Yeah, that's one thing I would not recommend. Yes.
And they stopped me. They like, oh, we got a certain, like, you know, I'm like, Oh, okay, I'm not doing this again, because y'all slowing me down.
You know, a lot of Airbnbs, though, offer a Peloton. Like, they'll have it already
that is
in there.
Very true.
So, like, something else to look for as you're planning your vacations mm-hmm. is, like, maybe they'll have a piece of exercise.
Or if it's a resort, they normally have a gym. Yeah. You know, something like that. Yeah, for sure.
Same thing. And I think what you said, get it in the morning. Because if you don't get it in the morning, you're like, well, I'll do it later. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
So, definitely get it in the morning. And another thing I like to do, is I like to look up gyms before I even get in the state that I'm going to, because if it's like a nice, a popular gym, I'm like, I want to try that gym out. So
that's another thing too.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. When I was in Dallas, there's like a Cowboy Nation gym or whatever. So didn't quite make it there, but I did, you know, work out. I mean, it did my lives, but it was just like something that I really was looking forward to going to, you know, experience that gym. I mean, a lot of people have those free day passes. So, I mean, that's another option as well.
I would love for us three to go to the Alphalete gym.
We have to.
I know. I want to go there so bad. I was just like,
that's in Houston.
Houston, right? Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not. Yeah, it's Houston. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, that thing, it looks nice.
But, you know, stuff like that. Gyms that are popular, just, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Have a good time. So, guys, so those are, I think those are all great tips as far as vacation, but let's kind of transition to the fun stuff that we do here locally. You know, when it comes to the summertime, you have your cookouts, you have your holidays, you have your day party, you just have your night where you just want to call your friend. You know, I don't know, something about the heat.
I want this topic. Like, I like this is
something about the heat that make you want to be outside. It's like, oh, we outside today, honey. But, you know, a lot of times, like, I think the most important thing that I used kind of said it early about being prepared and planning. My advisor used to always say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So definitely always make sure you have a plan. Even if you are going to something like a day party or a cookout or just a gathering where you know there's going to be food. I think a lot of times we mix up being social with food, and we forget that, no, the real reason why we're hanging out is to, you know, be with our family, be with our friends, to enjoy each other's company. Yes. But somehow, some way, I'm saying it's like a general statement, but it's so easy to associate being out with food, out with, you know.
It gives you something to do.
Alcohol. It's just, but if I think what will help people stay on their track of their goals as well is, like, let's mentally adjust our thoughts on why are we even doing this in the beginning. It, you know, it's more of a social thing, not a food thing. So, if I had to give any tips as far as if you go into an event and there is food, you know, you got your food tables or whatever, if you know, or you're the type of person that like to just grab and snack and, you know, because I, when I used to study, this is kind of off topic, but when I used to study, I like to eat. So I had to be like, okay, well, let me choose healthy snacks because that's just something I do. Yep. So a lot of times when people go to these functions and they talking, they like to eat. Oh, let me get these, you know, bag of chips, get nuts here, mm-hmm. whatever you want to do. So it's kind of like a great advice that I would say, stay away from the table.
Relocate.
Stay away from the table because it's so easy to be like, oh, yeah, girl, you know, grabbing this and you just talking or whatever. Been there, done that. You know, I'm talking from experience. So, you know, distance yourself away from the table. That's something if, you know, you have food there. I'm trying to think what else you can do. As far as, you know, just keeping yourself away. You can eat before you go.
Yeah. Before you go.
Eat before you go.
You know what I do, though? I take the food that I want to eat. So I take shareable things.
Veggie tray.
Bam. I take veggie tray, mm-hmm. fruit tray. You can take, I like to make grilled chicken skewers, like Greek chicken skewers. You can mm-hmm. even make, like, a little side of, like, Greek and yogurt, like, sauce mm-hmm. or whatever. Look, I love to cook. I really do. I don't know if I'm any good at it, but I love to cook, and I love to, like, challenge myself to make delicious, healthy food because mm-hmm. like when we go on vacation and I cook for especially my dad's a whole trip, but he's a meat and potatoes man. So like I made all this healthy food and he was like, so I could eat this and look like you. It's like, but yes,
a little bit. You have to do
eating and see, eating and see. We got an experiment.
Yeah, but I just take what I want to eat. So then if there's nothing else on the table that is healthy, then I can eat my Greek chicken skewers and my vegetables and have a good meal. And, like, I enjoy those things. And especially if I'm in my bathing suit, they're not going to bloat me out. They're not going to make me feel bad. And I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally agree with that. What do y'all – look, this is, I think, we need to bring in the – y'all already know. When it gets hot, what does everybody want to do?
Drink.
They want to drink.
I want some water, but I guess.
They want to drink. I cannot tell y'all how many times I'm just, like – you know, you go and it's just like full of all the different.
Oh yeah, bring a bottle, BYOB.
BYOB. You know, here's my White Claws, which I'm not gonna drink a White Claw, but either way, like that's just the way. Y'all know it gets hot outside. You cut in the grass, you want to drink a beer. You do this, it's just like one of those things. You're floating in the water at the pool. You want to have an alcoholic drink in your hand. So just one of those things. So I think we should.
What's your go-to?
Yeah, yeah.
What's your healthy drink? Go to if you got a drink.
Okay, so if I'm going to, then I would suggest Tito's and seltzer water with lime. Okay, that's what I'm going to suggest. I like tequila, so I'm going to pick Casamigos, seltzer water, and lime. So that would be my suggestion, if you're going to do it.
Yeah, like, just keep it kind of low-cal. Yeah. I mean,
you don't have to have 10 of them, you know.
I would say that, too. If you know, if you know you're going to this event, like Manny said, so you can bring your own food. And even with the drinks, you may bring your own drink. You're like, okay, even if it's a little bit of that drink of choice, like, okay, I know this is the only thing I'm gonna have. And also just make sure you monitor your portions. I think sometimes we get caught up again in the fact that we associate being social with drinking and eating.
Correct.
That we lose sight of our goals and why we're truly there. So just know that you don't have to be intoxicated to have fun. You don't have, you know what I'm saying? So, and learn how to say no. You know, sometimes that peer pressure, like, you can't take one more shot. And I feel so bad because I'm usually that friend. I'm like, no, you gotta take one more. But you know, like back in the day, like, so I'm pretty sure I got some friends. They're like, girl, that's you though. And I was like, you know, not anymore, I don't think. But you know, but still, like, learn how to say no. If somebody say no, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, you good. You know, I don't press you.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We were just talking about that as we were getting prepared for this today.
Oh, we were.
And yeah, before you got here. And so what I said is one pro tip. If you're really gunning for a goal and you're on track and you're so proud mm-hmm. and you're like, I really want to go to this and I don't want to drink, bring an opaque cup that you cannot see through. Put whatever you want to in there. Put your water in there. And then you don't even have to feel the pressure because nobody's going to know you're not drinking. Right. They're not going to pressure you. And you're in control.
Yeah.
Not your friends. Not your bad friends that are peer pressuring. Yeah, exactly. No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, it makes you be in control. And then if you're, you know, at a bar, you can order a seltzer water with a lime on the side and nobody knows the difference. Yeah. So, you know, then, again, you're in control instead of really giving into
your... Oh, just let people know. I know whenever, you know, every once in a while I do my 21-day fast and I tell you guys, and, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm on my 21-day fast. So you that way you don't even fix your mouth to ask me, like, hey, you gonna drink today? You know, whatever the case, if we get like a little wine or something. So, so just being able to tell your friends what you're doing anyway, so that way they can help hold you accountable. And if you tell your friends and they still trying to get you to drink, you might need to get some new friends.
Wrong friends. Don't hang out with them anymore.
I'll give you permission. You need to get them to the group. But no, I think those are all great topics. I think a lot of times, It's just so easy to get caught up in the, like you said, the fun. It's you so want to be, you know, get your little drink. You want to be outside. You want to go on vacation. So it's so easy to get lost in just having fun. And there's nothing wrong with having fun. There's nothing wrong with having a little, you know, extra meal if you're trying to explore different food, if you're in a different, you know, different environment, different state, just trying new things. But at the end of the day, just don't overindulge. I think that's the main thing, is that we have to remember our portion size. Remember why we do what we do. And the great thing about it is if you do everything you need to do Monday through, you know, Friday or whatever the case is, you know, Saturday won't hurt us, Sunday won't hurt. And it's like, but you just can't get lost when you're traveling. I think that's the thing, is you just can't get lost in those, like, well, I'll do it when I get back. You can't
be like, I know I'm going to gain 10 pounds on this trip, so yeah, it's going, like, to be fine, and then I'm going to jump back on.
Back in, and then I'm going to beat up my body when I get back.
Yeah, like, that's, and now you're in your mind, you beat your mind up. It's like, don't even allow yourself to slip into that.
Yeah, like, just be like, if it happens, you know. But I'm going in with the mindset of, like, no, I'm going to stay on track. I'm going to get my workouts in. I know if y'all like me, when I go on vacation, I will pack, like, 10 workout outfits. I probably only use 2. Like, why do I do this to myself? But, you know, just being real, like, you know. But yeah, I think those are great topics.
Absolutely.
I think those are great tips.
I think we covered it.
Yeah. But, guys, listen, I get it. It's summertime. You're out here having fun. You're going on your cookouts. It's the holidays coming up, and you're going on vacation. But listen, that does not mean you lose sight of your goal. Because, you know, like I know, when you look good, you feel good. And when you feel good, you live good. And we all encourage you to live a great life. So, guys, thank you so much again for joining us in our Spoonettes podcast. And make sure you hit that subscribe button. And, yes, have a happy summer.